Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Today, Paul starts a new series of Divine Destiny titled, At the Crossroads of Destiny. Let's join Paul now for today's lesson, Position for Victory.
Hello, everybody. This was Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. My prayer is that this teaching goes out and it touches you, it blesses you, and it gives you all the information that you need to fulfill and to succeed in this dream and this vision that God has placed within our hearts. We have been talking quite a bit about how the children of Israel were set free from the bondage and the cruel, the tasks and all of that that they were going through in Israel, how God heard their cry and how he gave a dream and a vision to Moses, and how God used Moses to lead the children of Israel through, out of Egypt, through the Red Sea and out into the wilderness. And the same God that did all of that for Israel is the same God that you and I serve today. He is there to help us. He is there to lead us. And he wants to take us to the promised land. The promised land on this earth is to fulfill and to achieve that dream and that vision that God has placed within your heart. And my prayer is that this teaching will give you the tools and the benefits that you need to succeed and to make that dream and that vision a reality. And today I kind of like to talk about positioned for victory. The nation of Israel was at the greatest point of their spiritual destiny. The decision they would make that day would determine their future and the fate of the entire nation. God had brought Israel to the border of the land. He had promised as an inheritance and commanded them to take possession of it. He had delivered them out of Egyptian bondage through great miracles, signs, and wonders. He opened up the Red Sea, and they marched across on dry land. He miraculously led them with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He fed them manna from heaven. He caused water to gush forth from a rock. He gave them a great victory over the Amalekites. And you can read that this stuff in Exodus. And I encourage you to read Exodus on how God intervened and took care of Israel and how he led them and guided them. The great I Am, God Almighty, had manifested himself on Mount Sinai in a flaming fire and a billowing smoke. They heard the trumpet of God blasting across the plain, summoning them to meet with him. They saw his glory. They heard him speak in an audible voice. There on Mount Sinai, God joined himself together with them in a blood covenant relationship. And God wants to meet with you, and he wants to meet with me in the same way, in a covenant where he will be our God, and he will lead us, and he will help us, and to make this dream and this vision a reality. God pledged himself to be their God, just like he has you and I. He promised to protect them, to prosper them, and to set them apart from the nations of the earth. Their enemies were his enemies, and all that he had belonged to them belonged to God. And see, this is the same God. He has not changed. He has not moved. He has not surrendered anything. This is the same God that did all that for Israel. Is the same God that wants to do that for you and for I. He will protect us. He will guide us. He will prosper us. And he will set us apart from the world today if we just put our trust in him. God promised to bring them to a land good and large, and a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty. He sent the angel of the covenant, the pre-incarnate Son of God, before them to lead, instruct, protect, and to guide them and to drive out their enemies. Now they had arrived at the border of their promised land and were positioned for victory. And we have the Holy Spirit now. We have the Holy Spirit that will help us, that will go before us, and it will defeat our enemies and drive out the enemies, and to give us total 100% victory if we put our trust in God and let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. Let's pause for a few minutes today and think of all the things that God has done for us in the past. Reflect on our victories you have won and your prayers that have been answered. Take a look back at all that God has done for you to bring you to this point. Today, we are at the border of our destiny, a new vision, a new ministry, and a new step of faith. Are we prepared? Are we ready? Are we going to put our trust and our faith in God and take that bold step into the promised land that God has prepared for us? All we have to do is just yield our spirit to the Holy Spirit, and he will guide us and he will help us. Like Israel, God has positioned us for victory. Our destiny lies just ahead. The question today is, what happens next? Are you going to take that leap of faith? Are you going to put your trust in God Almighty? Are you going to believe in him and know if we just trust God, he will make this dream and this vision a reality? We can step into this promised land that God has prepared for us, and he's going to lead us, and he's going to be there with us. All we have to do is put our trust in him. Let's have a word of prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege to come before your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that we can come boldly to you and ask for your help. And Father, that you can help us, that you can lead us. The same God that was back there with Israel and leading them is the same God that is leading us to our promised land, to our vision, to our dream, and to our destiny. And Father, I pray that you will help us to put our trust and put our faith in you, and let your Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. That Father, that we won't turn back, that we won't refuse to go into the promised land. That Father, that this dream and this vision that is burning within our hearts will overcome, and that we will be victorious through you. Touch each and every one of us that is listening to this, and encourage our heart, and to help us to know that we can rely and that we can depend upon you, and that, Father, that you will make this happen and you will make this a reality for us in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this honor and for this glory, and I pray that you will touch each and every one of us that hear, and that we will apply this to our lives, I pray. And I will never, ever fail to thank you and to glorify you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Position for Victory. Join Paul next week as he teaches Making a Choice. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltvc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Or you can email Paul directly by sending it to paul@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's paul at ltmnumber4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministry.